Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of It's About Bravo. I'm Modesto.
I'm Reed.
And I'm Maddie.
I'm back, guys. I'm back for a full episode. Did you miss me? I know you missed me. You guys DM'd me. Not y'all, bitch. The fucking listeners. Anyways, we got three trailers, possibly four, that's going to be coming out by the time this recording is done in 1 week. Bravo is hitting us with like extreme overload. So let's get right into...
That's my opinion!
Last week, the Potomac trailer dropped literally while we were recording. Thankfully, Miami and Beverly Hills had dropped yesterday and the day before, which is fucking crazy. Let's start with the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, guys. We have one new cast member, name unclear. They didn't even introduce
Anne Marie Wiley.
And I said Tracy Transphobia.
And literally, guys, I googled New Housewife Beverly Hills and Diana Jenkins was the only thing that came up. And I was like, wow, like not even Google knows about this new girl. And I like kept trying to find her name. And it took me a really long time to find this woman's name. Like, she is very much a not known person.
It's kind of crazy when you have a person like that that's like into the cast. And if she's not making this many waves, why didn't they demote her as friend of? Like, why is she?
There wasn't even like news or Google news result didn't even like suggest Beverly Hills adds new cast.
The new Beverly Hills housewife. Like, yeah, they always
no news articles or anything. It was like pulling teeth to find her name, but her name is Anne Marie Wiley. And should we just play a quick clip of the trailer?
Yeah.
Did you know that it's $7 for a naked bundle of Denise Richards on OnlyFans? You think I'm not going to go as f-ing low as I can?
You're one evil woman.
I am.
You don't understand the severity of the PTSD.
There are elements I understand. There are also elements I consider more obnoxious.
I want to be back on stage. I want to be making new music. But does that translate into people wanting to work with me?
I understand that you want to be more of a parent to us, but I needed that 2 years ago.
It makes me feel like a failure.
How are things with you and Mo?
If there was infidelity, would you say?
I don't know.
Every time I go online, I see something about someone cheating. Where there's smoke, there's fire.
I don't want to talk about that right now.
Well, I just want you to know.
I don't want to talk about it.
Kyle's not wearing a wedding band.
Is there something going on in your personal life?
Her marriage.
This is Morgan.
How did you guys meet?
She stalked me.
You put the first letter of your name on her body. What is going on, Kyle?
I'm just glad it's you out there having an affair.
Well, once it's me. We are a very strong family, and we always will be. Always will be. You know, nothing can change that.
Kyle, where's she?
In denial about something.
Oh.
So I feel like also they probably didn't demote her because Beverly Hills hasn't had six housewives in a long time. And we're missing Rena. So I feel like in the trailer, you almost didn't even notice that Rena wasn't there. I kept expecting her to pop up and be like, so about this marriage, like, what's going on, Kyle?
Yeah. The trailer makes me, I'm excited to see the girls back, but as the listeners know, and as you guys know, like Beverly Hills is not like my top, like I believe it's your guys' top. It's just not up there for me. And I'm almost a little worried that the Mauricio and Kyle drama that dropped after filming is going to be what the season's about. And I'm like, is that really all we're getting at? Like, luckily something happened because now we'll at least have a season, but it almost seems just from the trailer, there's not a lot going on other than like little petty, like Erica, Denise, but nothing big other than the Kyle and Mauricio.
Did you
know all.
You can buy a $7 naked bundle of Denise Richards? I cannot stop saying $7 naked bundle. Like it is like, honestly, Erica is mothering. I tweeted, she may not be eating or no, she's clearly starving, but she's also eating.
Yeah.
Because she looks like a Barbie doll in her cast photo. She's so skinny. Like Mama is back and she's in that revenge era. And I like that she's like
so good too. Yeah, she's really leaning into. I mean, you're one evil woman. I am.
I am. That was
she's
dope.
Taking it.
That was giving me a Vanderpump Rules season one.
I am the devil.
And don't
forget it. Don't like, forget it. Awesome. But like Erica's was faster. Like, Erica was so fast. It wasn't even a beat. Like I am. Yeah, I got it.
So remind me though, like, remind me, where did we leave off? Erica was on the season Denise was on. Did they just not get along on that season? I don't recall them ever having a beef. Why is she so angry at Denise?
They got into it at that last reunion. Denise comes on two seasons. Erica was on both of those. They started off friendly and Erica was like, oh my God, Denise Richards, like bombshell. Like, I love her. And then towards the second season, it was more of like the you're lying to protect yourself stuff. And Erica was really backing Rena the whole time, which caused that. But I think Erica said in press that like she had no issue with Denise and Denise came in like super hot with her. Like the three or four times that she filmed and Erica was like, where the fuck is this coming from? Like, I have no idea.
Yeah, I think Erica mainly at that last reunion they were all on, I believe it was the Zoom reunion. Erica was mainly just backing Rena in it, and it almost seemed like Erica and Rena versus Denise.
Yeah.
It wasn't really that. It was more Denise versus Rena, but Erica was like Rena's.
She allied herself with Rena. I mean, even in these later seasons, it was Erica and Rena kind of versus the world a little bit. I also was going to say double homicide when I see Camille Grammer and Denise Richards walking through that door. Triple homicide when you factor in that we saw the morally corrupt Faye Resnick just moments before that. And quadruple homicide when we cut to a clip of Cynthia Bailey sitting at the table with them. Like, we are getting so many cameos, guys.
Yeah. I remember when all of this dropped in the news that all these people were filming and we're like, this is either going to be a really good thing because it's going to like raise the standards of this season, or they're throwing everything at the wall because the season's that bad. I'm hoping it's the first one and not the latter, but I'm a little nervous. I'm trying not to get my hopes up.
Beverly Hills is like the top or one of the top franchises for me. And I want to believe this season is going to eat so, so much. But I completely hear what you're saying, Maddie. First of all, a good trailer doesn't mean it's going to be a good season. And to your point, a lot of that drama appeared to be around stuff that happened after filming Wrap. So that is a little concerning. I also feel like I saw someone tweet that, you know, the Fox Force 5 is kind of dismantled now that Rena's gone. And the trailer really seems to show like new dynamics, which is actually maybe a bad thing for my girls, Garcelle and Sutton, because so far, Garcelle and Sutton, it's been like them versus the Mean Girls, in my opinion. I know that Mo doesn't agree with that way I frame it up. But I feel like now that it's not the Fox Force 5 versus Garcelle and Sutton, it's almost like every woman for herself again. Like, Garcelle and Sutton don't have that like corner. They're not backed into a corner, and they don't. It's not going to be like as easy to play victim this time around, you know?
Yeah, so the fans won't easily be able to be like, but I think that the fans are going to now be like, oh, they're the ones starting the mess, which we enjoy more. It's like they're the ones really asking questions. And to you guys' point, I think that the news came out of them being separated post-filming, but Andy has said in interviews and the girls have said in interviews that the entire season was leading up to that announcement split. So they knew it was happening.
Yeah.
Morgan comes in like mid-season. So they're like,
She was stalking me.
I mean, Sutton was mothering as well with the where's Kyle?
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Where's Kyle? I don't know, probably somewhere in denial.
No, like the thing is, there are so many Sutton haters on the internet, and I just can't stand it.
Sutton is mother.
Someone posted the cast photo of Sutton, and they were like, she just misses every time. And I mean, granted, there's not a curve to that woman's body in that dress in her cast photo. It's like a straight rectangle down. But I just feel like the people just want to hate her so bad. Like, A, I didn't think the dress looked bad. So saying that she misses every time,
it wasn't great. But like Sutton's love of fashion and lack of fashion is what make her so camp.
Yeah,
like she's wearing couture, like in like Oscar de la Renta couture in her fucking confessional, which I think was one of her better confessionals. But like, it's just so funny that she wants to serve but doesn't serve.
Right.
It's so good to me. I love it.
I also love, like, last season there were all these memes that I kept posting of like Sutton and Garcelle as Sherlock Holmes and Watson, his assistant, and like how they're like the someone was like, they're the modern day Sherlock Holmes and Watson, and like, this season, the trailer is, they're still on their investigative bullshit. Like,
literally, they're like, done with Erica. They're like, we know she's a criminal. Done.
They are the detectives of the cast, and they're the ones like, where there's smoke, there's fire. Like, they are.
Or when Garcelle was asking
the hard question
going on in your personal life, and Garcelle's like, her marriage.
it looks like Erica and Sutton might be friends this season. I'm interested in that dynamic too.
Yeah.
I like
either
that.
Or I'm obviously going to watch it, and I'm hoping it's going to be good, but
well, yeah, we're recapping it.
But as we are noticing, we're going to have like heavy hitters come winter. We're going to have Potomac. We already got that trailer. We're going to have Miami, which we're going to recap next, or the trailer next, and Beverly Hills, and maybe even Married to Med and Salt Lake City. So they're not all going to be great.
And allegedly, like, and Dubai is premiering at BravoCon.
Like, yeah, what was that about? I have not heard that anywhere. Zach said that.
No, Zach said that somewhere in the lineup. I also haven't heard that, so I don't know if that's true. You know, he's up in the sky all day. I don't know what that does to the mind or the brain. I don't. It can't be good.
Well, because all the things I saw said it would take over the Tuesday slot from Salt Lake in December when Salt Lake ends. So I just don't know where he heard. I have not seen a single peep on, and I'm very, you know, you guys know I'm very much online, and
very
I am
much
not
Twitter
seen,
fingered.
I'm glued to Twitter, and it's like an IV drip into my body, and I have not seen a single tweet about Dubai.
Well, premiere. Allegedly, streets are saying, and the streets are United Airlines.
Yeah, right.
Are saying that. It's dropping, but much like, okay, so Beverly Hills was a good trailer. It was a good trailer. Miami was a fantastic, stellar 10 out of 10.
Police just came to my house.
What?
I don't know what I did to deserve this.
Last treatment was 3 days ago, and not a peep out of you. You forgot.
I'm gonna just say it. I have breast cancer.
It's time for us to be there for you.
You will have all of us next to you.
I told her. She's denying I told her. Pathological liar. You lie about everything.
You gotta stop. Okay? You gotta stop saying that because you're wrong.
You're lying about everything. Get out.
But your mother called you mean. That's why she's not here.
Listen, this is gonna get nasty real quick unless you shut the f*** up.
I was trying to help animals. I love animals.
Sit down.
Don't ever. Don't. Don't forget me again.
Santa Maria, Madre de Dios, pray for us sinners. Amen.
Miami season 6, right? We have all the same cast as since the reboot has started, exact same cast. We have no cast changes for the full-time housewives or friend dubs. Everybody got a cast photo. Miss Kiki got a cast photo. Speaking of Miss Kiki, she woke the fuck up in that trailer. I think Elvis in our group chat said that it was much like the Cartagena boat trip, like dinner of it all in Roni, where there was so much chaos going on. We have Lisa and Kiki going the fuck at it for some reason over animals. Don't know what that was about.
And a mariachi band playing the entire
time. On a separate boat. This is all happening on a boat. Mariachi band on a separate boat. We have Julia crying into Gertie's arms. We have Julia and Alexia sobbing in each other's arms. These two are fuck-youing all over the place. Chaos. I live.
Chaos. And in the beginning, them in the church with the church music and I got the chills. I was like, this is how you do a trailer.
And she's reading the Hail Mary in Spanish.
It was so good.
Everyone's like, this is how you do a trailer. And it's like, I don't know if anyone is forgetting Salt Lake just did that. They were like reciting Bible verses. I feel like I'm not saying it's a bad thing that Miami did it too, but no one made that comparison. I thought that was really interesting. Miami and Salt Lake to me are like
Salt Lake sisters. Had a fantastic trailer though too.
They're like sisters, like they both give me old school Roni chaos in their ways,
but it's a little bit different when it's like scripture. I was getting like Mormon scripture vibes. I was getting like Catholic, like Latino vibes in Miami, like them reading sisters. It was just
and they were in a church. So we do know that on that trip, like Gertie goes to the hospital and there's a whole, they go to the church after. So it's like super sentimental there. In the trailer, as we've known, it's announced that Gertie has breast cancer.
Almost made me cry when she's like telling the group that she like has breast cancer and Julia's like, we're all going to be there for you.
She's in remission, right? She's beat it.
I know that she posted
rang the bell,
but that was just finishing the chemo. I don't know. Does that mean she's in remission?
I don't know.
Just because you finished chemo, I think maybe she's in remission, but I know she finished the chemo.
And was her like going into surgery, like getting a mastectomy or I don't know. I mean, it's going to be, honestly, like, I think it's going to be wild to watch her journey. I think that, like, the fans have rallied around her. The women have rallied around her. Well, sans Larsa, apparently, allegedly. It seems that Larsa is probably going to get a lot of shit, because even after Gertie makes the announcement, Larsa still, like, there was a moment there where she was like, you knew. And Larsa's like, no, I didn't know. So, like, I don't know. You have Gertie's husband going against Larsa in the trailer for a moment.
I thought, I liked that. He was, yeah. Like, what did he say? He was like, you better, like watch be respectful. Your words, or... Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
Alexia broke, allegedly.
So, yeah, it seems like in terms of, like, narration, like, the not narration, all of their narratives, all their stories, like, moving forward, everyone's got some sort of, like, movement going on, right? So, with Gertie, yeah. It's going to be more serious, battling cancer. Same with Julia and Martina battling cancer. Larsa has a man, so we're finally going to have, like, an interesting Larsa, like, storyline, because it's not just her like walking around looking like Squidward after too many Krabby Patties trying to find a new apartment or whatever.
You hate Larsa Pippen.
I love to hate Larsa Pippen.
I love that.
Lisa Hochstein is we're gonna have more of the Lenny fallout. Marisol, we're probably gonna have some sort of like liver issue. Just kidding. Yeah, the friend of
that, like, really... her feud with Ariana or yeah. Maddox, Adriana is like more going into this season.
Yeah, the friend of's didn't really appear to have like big narratives, but they never really do anyway. They're just there to cause chaos. And yeah, like Lisa with Lenny, I think that covers everybody. Nicole, I didn't really see much of a Nicole storyline teased in the trailer, but she does activate.
I think it's her wanting to have a second kid and her dad also trying to have a kid.
Oh, I'm like, that's
I'm
not...
like, poor Nicole. Like, her dad is so fucked up.
Oh, shit. And it's great for television. Yeah, these women really brought it. I think, like, we were talking about it, like, out of the trailer wars, and we are expecting Married to Med to drop today, guys. So, you know, stay tuned for that. But out of the trailer wars, and I would say all the trailers were good, but I think I agree with the consensus I've seen on Twitter. Miami won the trailer wars.
Yeah, Miami absolutely won the trailer wars. Married to Med did just drop. We will have that out. We can play a clip at the end of the episode too for you guys.
I'm probably the sweetest person you'll ever meet. I'm an angel dipped in chocolate.
You like them hard doctors, huh?
Yeah, child. I never know when I'm having a heart attack.
So we forgot to tell you about the twin.
Wait, what?
I want to do Reiki on you all.
I'm a dentist. Don't do no voodoo now. I don't know what you're doing.
Miss Phaedra Parks is confirmed on the cast, and she is sitting center in the photo.
Oh my God. I was just talking to these guys before we started the podcast today, guys. We are going to have a lot to cover on It's About Bravo. I don't know how we're going to cover it all, because we've got Married to Med and Potomac on Sunday.
I've never watched Married to Med, but I will jump right in and ask questions. I'm jumping in. I'll ask questions to Maddie where they need to be asked. I know Elvis is also deep in his Married to Med watch, so I'll ask them to him, but I'm jumping in for Miss Phaedra Parks.
Honestly, like, you guys might hear from us more than once a week if we can get enough people on the mic to like split up the work.
I mean, we have the people.
Like, there's a lot. Like, I honestly could see us doing like Married to Med, Potomac, and Salt Lake together as one episode each week, and then like Beverly Hills, Miami, and eventually Ultimate Girls Trip as one episode each week, because that's going to come before.
It'll be wherever the what night they lie on. So yeah, obviously Married to Med and Potomac will probably be Sunday. Salt Lake on Tuesday. We'll record a regular episode.
Yeah,
well, you guys will probably more than likely
Miami on Wednesday, and Girls Trip is always Thursdays on Peacock. So it'll be like in that order.
Probably get two episodes from us coming up soon, guys. There's so much content, and we don't want to like do a disservice without giving it all to you. I'm watching Southern Charm as well, and I'm also watching Below Deck Med. So those are two that we could do.
Yeah, we might have to just put more Patreon episodes out. Yeah, and like if we can quickly plug the Patreon, thanks for supporting, guys. Like, we have some new episodes, but we're gonna have more because we're about to hit jury on Big Brother, so we'll probably do something on that. Survivor's taking off, so yeah, there's just a lot of TV. You know, watching TV is a full time job. Someone's gotta do it.
It truly is. My boyfriend, who's never watched reality TV in his life, hates me because I looked at him and said, "You're going to hate me real bad." And I showed him all the cast photos, the collage that Reed made. And I said, "This is coming up in just a few weeks."
Yeah.
I'm so excited. There's so much coming up. Bravo is truly in its golden era. I feel like we are back. Guys, speaking of golden eras, let's get right into the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Why are you uncomfortable? What's going on?
When we were in Palm Springs, Meredith said to both Lisa and I that she knew stuff and she threatened that you should be careful because she knows shit about you. Stuff about your marriage and your husband. And this is why we're nipping it in the butt. And
is it so butt she's or gone butt? To you or and is you?
It butt or butt?
Okay, who cares about that, guys? Like, let's seriously. She's spreading rumors about my marriage.
The rumor is that Sean likes to f*** other men.
Are you f***ing kidding me? Are you f***ing kidding me?
No.
She is crazy. I'm sorry, I've been with my husband for 27 years. We are loyal to each other. Meredith lives to lie about other people's marriages. And the only one that's spreading their legs outside of their marriage is Meredith.
She is saying that his boyfriends need to be quiet because they're out here in the streets of Salt Lake City talking about f***ing your husband.
I'm sick and tired of her lies, and people do not talk about me or my family like this. You know, she's a sick bitch. Hey, Meredith, do you have a second?
Okay, Salt Lake City. I mean, we're in episode 4 or 5. This is 5. This season is, first of all, flying by. I'm like, holy shit, are we 5 episodes in already? It has not been a sleeper episode yet. Like, this episode was started filler-esque, but it was still the women getting the storyline moving.
Exactly. I thought, like, it's starting off not at the Trixie Motel. I'm like, we got the juice of it. Now it's going to be a little filler. And it kind of was a little bit in the family scenes, but at the end, it really popped off. And I'm like, this season, they cannot get their foot off our necks. Like, they are going to just keep bringing it and bringing it and bringing it.
Whitney and Monica have such an interesting dynamic. I loved that scene together at the bar because when Monica joined this cast, I immediately thought, I would love to see her and Whitney become besties. They're the young girls in the group. They're, you know, Whitney's the blonde, Monica's the brunette. Like, they've got like this sugar and spice vibe going. And what's interesting is they're alike in a lot of ways. They're both shit stirrers and they're both not afraid to speak up. But at the same time, I want to know what their horoscope signs are, because there's something about them that it's like not fitting. And like, they're at the bar together, even the way they talk to each other, they're kind of not hearing each other. And my friend Mikey said it perfectly when we were watching last night. He's like, this is reminding me of Ashley and Candace on Potomac. Whitney is Ashley and Monica is Candace. It's like, they should be friends, but it feels like they're doomed and destined to like not be.
Or like, Monique and Candace on Potomac. You remember how they start off and she's like, I kind of like her, but she's like putting her finger in my face a lot. And I'm like, ugh. Even like you said, like their whole discussion at the bar was giving very like heated behind, like Monica was kind of eating Whitney up. Whitney was kind of eating Monica up, but they were like, it was all done with like a smile over a carbonara pasta. So it was
even
like
what they ordered. Like Whitney's like, I'm going to have a salad. And then Monica's like, let me get that Cajun penne, bitch. Like,
did you notice that Monica pushed the Cajun penne to the side and was only having the Caesar side salad that came with the pasta, and she was taking that home. She didn't want to eat it on camera.
She didn't want to be farting.
She didn't know. Well, I think come later we'll talk about how Mary kind of dragged her over her eating habits, and she was like, wait a minute now.
I did look up their star signs while we were talking because I wanted to know. Whitney's is Libra, and that came up right away. Monica's, I had to do a little bit more digging. It looks like her birthday is June 1st, so she'd be a Gemini. So a Gemini and a Libra. That's kind of what I'm
getting. Monica. I get along with Geminis so well as a Sag, and that's why I love Monica. Knew it.
Well, listen, me and Reed are kind of like Monica and Whitney. Like, we try to get, like, we're just like all the time. But we always come to an understanding.
Yeah.
Like, there's always
like Libras are like my dad's a Libra. They're very reserved and measured. And I don't really see Whitney as that as much. She's more
I need her big three.
We need to know yeah. her right.
I need her big three because I'm going to tell you those other two signs are completely taking over that.
There's something at play here because she.
Yeah, I'm going to say that there's like a. there has to be a. I don't know. There has to be a Leo. There has to be some. There has to be another fire sign. Like she.
There's something in there. She's very bold.
Yeah. Very and there's. Bold. There's something about Whitney that I when I'm watching her, like I love the scene with her and Monica, and I love her in every group scene, and I really like her as a cast member. But her scenes with her and Justin alone, oh my god, I want to gauge my eyes out. Does anyone else feel that way?
I was fully not watching.
Are those her kids? Are those her kids or his kids?
They're her kids.
Her kids.
Because that girl, well, that girl did not get an ounce of Whitney jeans.
But neither did the boy.
They're both very young. Like you guys. They'll grow into it.
But they don't. I found a picture of me when
I was 16. I found a picture of me when I was 16 the other day, and I look like a grandma.
Well, I don't think she looks. I'm not dissing her. I'm not saying anything negative about her daughter. I think her daughter is a cute girl. I just think that her daughter's face is an exact replica of her husband,
of her dad. Yeah, but that changes. Like I always looked like my dad growing up, and I'm starting to look more like my mom. Like I feel like it changes a little bit.
Let's talk about how everyone. Everybody hates Angie, and that could be its own show. Everybody hates Angie. I want to remind everybody, though, me. Like, we all love to hate Angie, and I think that's the point. But, like, so much of this so far, like, the first five episodes, had Angie not been here, we wouldn't have what we have, okay?
No.
Angie showed up to Trixie Motel uninvited and caused all that drama. Now, this episode is all about her husband potentially being gay and her confronting Meredith. Like, without Angie K., none of this would be possible. So let's all like take a deep breath and we can hate her, but she's necessary to the story and she's necessary to the drama.
So like Whitney starts off with the telling Monica, we'll go back to that scene a little bit, but she goes telling her that Meredith came at the airport and told her this big secret about Angie K and her family. We don't need to call her Angie K anymore because Angie H is gone. Angie and her family.
I like Angie K.
I like Angie K.
It rolls
too.
Off the tongue really well though.
It does. Angie Ketamine.
like Lisa, I don't say Lisa, I say Lisa Barlow. Like Lisa it's like one
well,
word.
Lisa know? Bar legend. when she said Meredith looked at me and Monica was like, well, was it like a joking or was it serious? And she said, no, she used her good eye. And like put her eye out. Like,
that was really was, funny. And then like
Whitney had me howling this entire episode with her like facial reactions and looks she was giving. So we later in the episode find out the rumor, which we'll get into. But we also have that scene with Lisa Barlow and Meredith where Lisa tells us that I was screaming and howling at this, that she is banned from the spray tan center. And
girl, she told that story like it was something to be proud of. I was like, maybe you should put that one back in the drafts, mama. We don't need
I used to work in a tanning salon and I've had a lot of Lisa customers. Like they're coming in like, and it's literally like a law when it comes to like tanning or like even spray tannings. Like you cannot go like 15 minutes before closing, you can't go in the bed or something along those lines. And like, there have been people that have like argued with me and I'm like, you look like a leather bag. Like you can take a day off tanning.
And speaking of looking like a leather bag, they did that little like skin test on themselves.
Oh,
first of all, Meredith's haunted me, but what I wasn't ready for was to be even more haunted by the next one. Lisa Barlow looked like the nun, like the movie, the Conjuring movie. Like she looked like that and under that like microscope. Love you, Lisa, but damn.
Not love you. Let's get into the party because that's really like the meat and potatoes of the episode.
What was that party for again?
Opryanovsky.
Opryanovsky.
Think it was a cute name.
I think she just wanted to have a party with her alcohol.
Yeah, okay. She wanted to promote Vita more, so she wasn't telling people that she was sleeping with men to promote it. She was like, I'm going to promote it on this show. It was cute. It was a setup. The fact that she was like, I'm going to wear all labels just to piss Monica off. And they got right, as soon as Monica came in, Lisa was like trying to be like friendly about it, but then like Monica started jabbing back, and then it was like, oh, it turned fully like.
It was so, yeah, they really can't like help themselves but to go after each other because... Like that conversation the way it started, I thought we were going to have a reconciliation. Like she was like, by the way, it really hurt me the way, like, I thought they were going to have like a heart to heart. And then it very quickly turned into get your finger out of my, I was like, oh damn, this went south real quick.
I wrote down like a few little quotes that Lisa said, cause I was
please,
just like,
please
dying.
Give it to us.
One of them was, I appreciate nice things. And thank God I do, because then Dolce & Gabbana wouldn't have customers.
The book of Barlow.
And then they were talking about, Lisa was like, everybody here is wearing labels. And she's like pointing out everyone's. And then Monica goes, Zara, Steve Madden. And Lisa goes, and that works for you. And I'm like, that is so shady.
I howled. But she started naming everyone's in the room. She goes, Bauman, Mugler, yeah. Valentino.
Zara, Steve Madden. Madden.
Oh, that was really funny. That's embarrassing.
It was from the beginning of that, I'm like, they hate each other.
What I hated most about Angie was the fact that her little ass came in and like inserting herself. And what was so camp was that we weren't even getting audio from whatever she was saying. All you saw her was just like, blah, 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 like her little chihuahua self. And there was zero audio coming from that. It was just Mary's entrance into the room where she's like, oh God, oh God.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about Mary. So Mary walks in.
She said, I'm overdressed.
Mary walks in and immediately disengages like she always does. Like immediately needs to sit down. Like, girl, why do you need to sit down the minute you get into the party? Like, you've probably been sitting in the back of a car all the way here. It fascinates me, this woman. The total energy output that her body must give per day is like minimal, right? And she's sitting like, oh, I'm fatigued. And then just all like, we put it on our socials, but like one thing about Mary, she's going to win a reading challenge because that bitch is reading down everybody. Heather, why did you wear that necklace? And then not even letting her finish the sentence. Oh, you really missed it on that one.
Yeah. They're being like, well, I have matching earrings and I love this necklace.
And I thought it brought out the champagne in the coat.
Yeah. She's like, no, you really missed it.
On that one.
And then with Whitney, when she's like, Whitney just looks so cheap.
Mary knows like what we want. And I feel like even like Bravo inviting her back when she skipped a reunion, and I know she's not full time, but still, I think Bravo and Mary were like, had to have gotten into a room and been like, look, we don't need you to do much, but we do need you to make some under the breath comment. Like, just do your regular commentary. You don't have to participate in the snowball fight. You don't have to get out of the Sprinter van at all. Even we'll bring you McDonald's and a cafe latte, but can you just say some shit?
The fact that as a friend of, she made everybody come and like kiss the ring. Like Meredith had to come and be like, oh, Mary. And she's like, well, finally you greeted me. And then being like, oh, look, I'm overdressed, and like hiking up her skirt, then coming to sit down. Also, Queens of Bravo was getting red on Twitter because they posted and were like, imagine like dragging everyone else's look when you come in this. And it was Mary's look, and everyone under was like, this is a serve. Like, actually, this is a serve. And I'm like,
this is like the first time Mary's like won.
It was,
look.
Yeah, it was I a serve. Like,
I hate it. All those little straps, it looks so bad.
So
and like,
good. It was like all made of puffer jacket. It was a chef's kiss. I loved it.
So weird. I don't like. Oh man, I just don't get it, Mo. I don't get how
Reed's gonna have a tough time when he comes to New York.
It's like I feel like I'm being gaslit by you guys. Like these things look so bizarre and not good, and you guys are like, oh my God, it's amazing. I'm like, how
but is it fashion?
Well, I'm saying I feel gaslit. Like, what do you mean? Like it's like pointing at a turd and being like, wow, art. Wow, that person. No. That person that just shitted that turd out on the sidewalk. What an artist. What an artiste.
No, what I'm saying is like something fashionable isn't always everyday wear. Like there is ready to wear, and then there's like couture and runway. And what Mary's wearing in that is perfect for the theme, but we are never
not
every
day.
That.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna wear that.
I'm gonna stick to my Zara, my Sheen, my Steve Madden.
Not Sheen.
And that works for me.
Sheen. You can't say Sheen. I will come at you for the Sheen.
No.
Well, let me go put away my Sheen then.
Child labor.
And they rip off designers. They rip off a lot of my friends.
Oh, I didn't know about
wear.
I had no idea about child labor. Like, guys, I don't
Wait,
know. Any-
what?
What do you
like,
mean?
No, I,
did you not
no.
see the, what's, what was the no. name? Was actually, the confidence like, influencer?
Yeah, there's also been there's been children writing in like blood letters, like, please get us out of here. And it's like,
yikes.
Been
Y'all, okay.
in Sheen bags. Okay. And it's like, well, it's
the one thing I bought from Sheen the one time. It was a shirt, and literally I bent down to tie my shoe,
and
I have a pretty strong back, I'm not gonna lie. I like bent over to tie my shoe, and the back of the shirt ripped like the Hulk. Like, I felt like like, honestly, it was like quite jarring.
No, listen, like, literally, if you're wearing Sheen, do not go buy an open flame. You will burn. You will burn. And listen, so, I love a Zara moment. I mix my high low. I was in the presence of a housewife recently, and they said, where'd you get that jacket? And I said, Zara. And they said, current season, I need that jacket. And yeah, I said, you want to take it from me?
It was fab. I shop exclusively at Zara and Banana Republic for work because I have to go into the office now, and they make really cute office.
Reed, are we taking you on a shopping trip when you're here?
Yes, I think we should. So, okay, a couple things. So Monica trying to earn Mary's approval is so funny to me. And also, like, again, what's Mary's sign? Because the thing about Monica is she, like,
Maddie's on it.
To some people, that's the thing with signs. I think it honestly all comes down to your signs, because certain star signs are going to take Mary and as like awful, and they're going to be so offended. Whereas a Gemini like Monica is sort of able to be like, that's just Mary.
You're not going to believe this. Mary is also a Libra. So Mary and Whitney are both Libras.
Well, they got very different moon and rising signs.
Yeah. Very.
They have.
For sure. If we're talking about Monica trying to gain Mary's trust, we have to talk about her calling out her eating habits. She was like, you love to eat. Every time I see you, you're eating. And it reminded me of when she was kind of going off on Lisa Barlow. And was like, diet's bad. Like,
vegetables.
She's so. You take your kids to Taco Bell.
Meanwhile, Mary's asking for McDonald's.
For a filet of fish.
That's so funny to me. So, like, she didn't even let Monica, like, was like, oh, I love food, Mary. And before she even finished the sentence, Mary's like, but you, like, don't care, though, right? Like, it was just so.
And then when she was like, you're a beautiful girl, don't eat your life away. You're basically being like, but don't you're big. Like, it was honestly,
It takes it all in stride, too. That's what I like about Monica. She's not like Whitney.
I want her to like me.
Wow, Mary, that's not very nice. She's very much like,
yeah, I love to eat.
She just takes it.
She said, in my mind, Mary and I are best friends. In my delusional mind, we're just going to stay besties.
I like it.
Let's get into what was a tour de force in acting. What should be nominated for Best Supporting Actress at the next Oscars Whitney's reaction to the bombshell that Monica dropped.
The rumors and the nastiness about her.
And the way that was the episode title sent me to the moon. It was titled The Rumors and the Nastiness.
I was... other than like the Snoop Dogg of it all, like there was so much.
Why was Snoop Dogg in it?
We can
skip
over
that. Now why is Snoop Dogg in it?
Now why is Snoop Dogg in it?
Okay, all I have to say is, to quote Sutton, where there's smoke, there's fire. Where there's smoke, there's probably a faggot. And his name is Mr. Angie K.
Where there's smoke, there's a grinder notification. So the rumors and the nastiness are that the way that Monica delivered it to her, she's like, well, the rumors are that her husband fucks other men.
Well, no, it's because like Whitney was trying to like give it to Angie gently. She like was beating around the bush and Angie's like, I don't understand. And then Monica, it like switches to Monica and Monica's like, takes a deep breath. She's like, so people are fucking your husband and talking about it around town.
And they're men.
It was such great line delivery. And I'm like, wow, Monica truly does not care. She is doing the dirty work. She's saying what needs to be said.
That's what I'm saying about when people are like, housewives need to make a certain amount of money. I'm like, no, housewives need to. Some of them need to be broke the house down boots because they have nothing to lose. She has nothing but a next season paycheck to gain.
Clearly.
Everything.
I
want to talk about Whitney's reaction, though. Whitney's reaction to the fucking husband comment was truly, I sent that meme of the Miss Jackson in court, Miss Jackson, and just the woman was too stunned to speak. She was truly
No. I've definitely never heard this before.
Pass out. But then the entire time while she's trying to give this acting performance, there is a glee and a smile and a laugh that wants to come out of her mouth.
You eating that up. I also wanted to say Angie K's, like, I don't know if you guys noticed, but after it was said that Meredith said it, it was almost like an animatronic neck move. She's like, the way that like Angie K looks like literally a Chuck E. Cheese animatronic. It was so funny. Like, she's like,
and then she just Kyle Teddy Mellencamp walks over to Meredith. And then
hey, Meredith, you have a second? To be continued. Like, guys, I was like, this was, like you said, like, not a single episode has missed. This is so good. This is so good. It's actually not even just the best season of Salt Lake. It's like one of the best seasons of Housewives I've seen yet.
It's really blah, 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 I just lost my words. It's really like taking me by surprise because, as you know, me and Reed are like the non-Salt Lake lovers. And I'm looking forward to like Tuesday nights. I'm like, wow, it's Salt Lake tonight. And I haven't felt that in a while.
I know.
Same. And it's also like there was no like like Andy wasn't hyping this up like best season of Salt Lake ever. Like the fans weren't like, oh my God, I got screeners, best season of Salt Lake ever. It just is hitting us all by surprise.
It's all by surprise. I said this on the podcast last week, but I follow this producer. I think he produces Salt Lake or something. And he had tweeted that he was really amazed at all the positive reception of Salt Lake so far. And he said, I always considered the Trixie Motel episodes as an appetizer for the main course. And so if you guys are loving it this much, just get ready for what's to come. And I was like, wait, really? Like, it's actually going to get better than it already has been.
I mean, look at how it opened up with that Bermuda thing. Like, we are nowhere even near that. And like, I'm just, guys, this Salt Lake is so fucking good, and I'm so excited to continue recapping it. Let's get into the Real Housewives of Orange County.
But I do want to be very, very clear here. When I made that statement, I wasn't saying that your kids would be put in the system and taken away from you. It was, had you been arrested and an adult wouldn't have been present, they wouldn't have left your children there until you got your legal things taken care of. That being said, I was told by Heather that you were discussing my relationship. I was freaking pissed off at you. I don't like you. We don't get along because you don't know anything about me. I haven't had an intimate
And I haven't said anything about you.
Well, I was told.
What are my children's names?
Sienna.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm like blanking.
Never talk about my children again, Shannon. Okay. I've known you for 6 years. You don't even know my kids' names.
Of course I do.
And you're going to drop a bomb about CPS. It is completely inaccurate. It is so inappropriate. You are so out of bounds right here, Shannon. Okay, you were so wrong. And for you to have anything right now other than I'm sorry for my behavior, you're going low.
Was that an unkind thing that I said about CPS? Yes.
You should have never said it.
Okay.
You're worried about everybody talking about the things that you're talking about your own relationship.
I am not making
you
up
can
shit
make
about
up
your
things
relationship.
About circumstances from the past regarding my children. My children!
Oh, keep screaming, Gina.
I will, Shannon. I will scream as much as I want.
If you
This is not right you what had, you're doing here, and if, I knew you were gonna do this if, because this is who you are.
Union kind of just like beating the same dead horses that happened this season. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't like stellar. I think it just once again felt like a Heather pylon, and she took it super gracefully like she did in the final and was just like, I'm really over this shit. Like, she kind of owned things that she said when Tamra was like, in Montana, you were like, get me off this fucking show. And she's like, yeah, I said it. Like, I was over it. But I'm like, don't want to be off this show. Like, you guys are just hammering on to me. To me, the winners of the reunion were definitely Heather and Gina. Gina, surprisingly, like, we got that confessional that we hadn't seen during the season where she was like, you need to go to fucking rehab. And when you get to the fucking step about apology, then you fucking call me. Also, I love an uncensored because who knew those women swear a lot more than I thought they would.
Yeah.
Even Jersey uncensored. This felt a lot more swearing than the Jersey one.
Because they're mad. Like, Heather is mad. And what you said, I believe Heather and Gina won the reunion as well. Can we just like have a moment for the set? Like, unreal.
I think one of, if not the best Housewives reunion sets that we've seen.
Like, rich, honey. Like, I was just watching the background. I felt so relaxed.
I was like, also, a moment of silence for Taylor Armstrong. It felt like, one, she's not coming back. And two, felt like she was there for 2 seconds when he was like, it was nice to see your happy ending. Even Tamra did like a shocked face at him saying that.
Yeah, I have been really, really advocating for her to get a chance to come back, and I don't think it's happening.
I felt like Andy gave her a send-off.
She's not doing anything, and it's like, it's really unfortunate because she made history, and now she won't go down in history, I don't think.
The nerd in you, though. I feel like the nerd in you loves like the fact that like she was the first crossover house.
Yeah, I do love like my facts and figures. Like, even with
you do.
With, like, the Miami thing I like put out on our socials, like, they're the only franchise to not make a change. Like, that's incredible to me. I think that's so cool. So I love little facts and figures and stats and stuff. But yeah, I don't think
right? Are they like the Jersey did how many seasons in a row? Four. four with no cast changes. Miami, mm-hmm. this is the fourth.
Third.
This is third. Yeah. So I was very careful with my wording on our social post. I said only one currently. Only one currently.
So, I mean, once again, like, I feel like the Heather and Tamara was kind of the biggest feud. We've really brushed over the Shannon and Tamara stuff because obviously they're friends again. And then that feud kind of separated, like, everyone else's feud. And then Jennifer was really kind of, like, I think the main focal point of the beginning of the episode. And then Gina was kind of like the latter, the Gina and Shannon stuff. But it was just continuing to hammer on the Jennifer stuff, which nobody, including Jennifer, cares about.
Yeah, and also Tamara's being like, and I think she's doing it on purpose, but she's being a bitch. Like, the way she's like, at the beginning when Gina's like, by the way, Jennifer, you didn't destroy a home. And she's like, thank you for saying that. And then Tamara chimes in and goes, I agree. I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. And then a few seconds later, as soon as Jennifer comes for her, she's like, well, you're a shitty person for being a cheater. And it's like, didn't you just like apologize for that? And it's like, as soon as her back's against a wall, Tamara has no problem cutting you at the throat.
Yeah, like absolutely no fucking problem. And I feel like that's what Heather was saying. Like, you even get the trailer for next episode where she's like, well, I didn't come for you because I'm scared of you. And she's like, well, you should be. And it's like, no, it's like you go too low, especially with someone like Heather, where Heather is like, I was hurt that you even like came at me this season. I thought we were in an okay place. And then she talks about how Tamara on her podcast said that Heather went to Andy not to hire Tamara back. And Andy's like, yeah, she never said that. And she's like, well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think it's kind of, they were kind of breaking the fourth wall a bit and why Tamara was really going after Heather. And it's because someone on Heather's podcast says Tamara didn't deserve to come back. And it wasn't Heather who said it, but it was somebody else. And like, Tamara took that to the heart and then came into this season with vengeance. And again, blaming Andy. And I loved when Heather said that to Andy. She's like, I'm going to be real for a second. Andy is our boss, but it's hard to get him on the phone. If I get him on the phone, I'm not talking about you.
Yeah. I'm like, exactly. I love you, but I'm not.
Yeah.
The only other thing that I found worth talking about on this episode of the reunion was Shannon and Gina, and Gina being like, what are my kids' names, Shannon? And Shannon, like,
Sienna.
The meme, now I'm blanking, the meme that came from that moment, like literally there was one, you guys know the old video of like RuPaul on like what show was it? Who Wants to Be a Millionaire or whatever?
Yeah!
Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan. Like it was like, it's like Shannon trying to guess Gina's kid.
Which is funny because Shannon walking out of the trailer and someone being like, Shannon looks like a drag queen.
Yes.
God, I just love that so much. I'm not a fan of Gina, and she did have a moment, but I think that's about all we need. This is her. Maybe we can send her off.
I think that Shannon Bedore getting the DUI got her next season. And as it came on the screen, this was filmed 10 days before Shannon's DUI. So Shannon's coming back and Gina's coming back. I think that we're stuck with Casita and the other one.
For a little bit.
Yeah. Last thing I'll say, obviously Emily looks amazing. She lost 40 pounds. And I know that we talk about women looking amazing on this show a lot. And I'm aware this is probably hypocritical, but it's a little cringe to hear Andy be like, you look amazing. You looked amazing before too, though. Like, it's almost like why, like, it's just kind of,
but it's such a, it is
a formerly big person that
not a formerly big person.
Well, you looked good before too. Like, let's be real. You're obviously,
but it was a drastic
better they look.
Well, yeah, it was. It's really, she looks not just like she lost 40 pounds. The face is totally new.
Well, when you lose
weight, she looks amazing.
Also, when you lose weight, you do typically start to look younger. And I think we've talked about that too. Like, it's true. Like, if you get to a healthy weight, sometimes it makes your age look younger, which is a great thing.
But you know, the thing is why, like, the Ozempic face is true. It's like
the saggy face.
It's not just the saggy face. It's the dead eyes. Remember when Jessica Simpson was on Ozempic? She was the first person to be on Ozempic. She lost all that weight. And then all those photos and videos of her were coming out where people were like, is she on drugs? Did she relapse because she's sober? Like, it was really scary and like really jarring to see her face. Like, her eyes were dead and everything was sagging. And then it was like, oh no, once more people got an Ozempic, it was like, that's just Ozempic face. So Emily had to get like a face, she got an upper facelift, I believe, to bring the face up and the eye lift so your eyes aren't dead. Like, it's really like, whoa, when you see someone who's lost drastic weight on Ozempic because they have the Jessica Simpson eyes. The other thing about the reunion with the dick pic, who's a 47-year-old sending a dick pic on Snapchat? And
Andy, she goes, Andy, you probably do.
He's like, excuse me, Tamara. But like, honestly, who is that 47 years old sending a dick pic on Snapchat? And then Jennifer having 8 different stories about how it was sent. Like, no, we just sent someone a dick pic. That wasn't you, honey.
Yeah, she did. They had the plane story. That's what I thought. And then she was like, so I was at home not feeling well. And then when Tamara
we were going on a date to dinner. She was starting that story, but then remember that the Instagram, and you saw the wheels turning in her head with what story did I tell on Instagram? It was a whole ass fucking mess. I also want to say to end off OC, because we don't have much on it, really. It's a reunion. It's a recap of the season. I've only ever heard the word Machiavellian in a Taylor Swift song. So for Heather to like bust that out again, I feel like it's like her third time busting out. Did you really think I was so Machiavellian? And Shannon being like, I did, Heather. I'm sorry. I absolutely did. I think that's all we have on the Real Housewives of Orange County. Let's quickly do a Real Housewives of New York recap.
Can I order?
Yeah, of course.
I'll do the wild rice bowl.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You don't even have the decency to call me and tell me you're late to a lunch that you invited me to that I never wanted to come to in the first place. I'm a little pissed off.
Hey, welcome. Hi, welcome to Shampoos.
I mean, there she is. I see her. I'm like, she's going to be mad at me. So mad at me.
So annoyed.
I'm sorry, Bella.
I'm just sitting here.
Oh, my God. Did you at least get a drink?
I'm not drinking in the middle of the day.
No, I'm so sorry.
So much work
to do. I'm in the car for like 40 minutes. Today.
Why'd you pick this place then?
I thought it was going to be convenient for you. Are you shooting today?
Yeah. I'm frazzled.
This was supposed to be a fun, relaxing lunch situation.
I mean, I feel like if we're going to do relaxing, can we do it on a weekend?
Well, this is the weekend to me. Friday, honey.
Friday is a work day, Jessel.
I spent my weekend on Friday.
All right, guys. I mean, it feels like it is the Jessel Tank show at this point, honestly. Like, Jessel showing up late to a meeting that she had with Sai, which Sai also, let's put that out there, Sai was also 20 fucking minutes late. So for Sai to sit there and be like, yeah, she's late. She was only like 20 minutes later than you were. And then like just berating her as soon as she sits down with the like, well, why would you pick this place then if you relate to it? And her being like, I thought it was convenient for you. And then her not wanting to have a drink with her. Like, who fucking shames somebody for not wanting to have a drink on a Friday? Like, a loser.
A Friday is the weekend. I am Team Jessel. Friday is a weekend. Once it hits Friday lunch, you're off the clock. I'm sorry. And Sai, you're an influencer. You can have a drink at lunch.
Yeah, she had to go take pictures for content. Also, when Jessel clearly was like, oh, like, let's share the food when Sai's order got here. And she was like, do you want to have some olives? And Jessel was like, yeah, sure. Like, what the fuck? And the thing with Sai is she's obviously so annoying. But like, Jessel was not trying to one-up your story. She was trying to relate to you because you've had a traumatic experience with someone who's an alcoholic, and she's also had a traumatic experience. So she's coming at a place from like, let's relate. Let's not... I'm not trying to one-up you.
I was going
to
say, something like this happened similarly, whether it was on a housewife show or reality TV in general, and I remember talking about it with you, and it was another story, again, like a sob story and somebody trying to relate, and they were like, why are you always trying to one-up me? And it's like, why can't someone just trauma bond with you? Sometimes people feel awkward in a situation where someone's like unloading so much that they want to be like, you know what? I understand where you're coming from because I too have felt this way. Yeah. It's not trying to one-up. Trying to be okay with it.
That's how I do it. And I have been accused by some friends before of making it about me. I've had other friends tell me that they really appreciate that I related and brought up a relatable story. And I'm going to bring it back to horoscope signs again. I honestly do think different.
It's about astrology.
I really do think based on your personality and like your everything about you, I feel like you just interpret things one way or the other. Mm-hmm. And some people are able to interpret that as, aw, they're trauma bonding with me. And then other people are more like, wow, they made it all about them. So I just feel like, honestly, at the end of the day, I think we're all damned to not be friends with certain people because of our star signs. I really do feel that way.
I mean, that tracks. I do have a lot of Gemini friends. Jesso is a Scorpio, guys. Let's look up Psy sign.
Yeah, look it up because now I'm curious because
Psy's got to be a Taurus or something because she's
she's very.
She's the Sagittarius, Reed.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, December. I'm a November Sag. December Sag are the ones you got to watch out for.
Let's see. I don't know what.
I'm on the cusp.
See, I'm on the cusp of Cancer. That's why I'm so emotional and crazy because I'm a Gemini Cancer cusp. So I like get cry and crazy, but then I also just get like really.
Yeah.
That scene, while you look that up, that scene was hilarious to me. And I feel like production is probably the one that plans these things. Like, hey, I need you to show up late. Or maybe they don't even tell them what time it starts just to like create that problem. Like, I just feel like that has to be true. Like, these women don't actually show up an hour and a half late to a lunch, right? Like, I don't know. I find that really hard to believe, but I want to believe it because it's just so funny. Like, the way that Psy thought she was beating Jessel at her own game, showing up 20 minutes late, and then Jessel was like, I'll one up you.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. It was Perfect Housewives.
It was Perfect Housewives. Let's talk a little bit about that lunch scene with the husbands and with Psy and Aaron's husband. Aaron and her wanting to bring a gay man in. That was
like, baby, that don't work that way.
It doesn't work. The gay man don't want to fuck you. You got to bring him by six.
You know how many gay friends I have tried to hit on? They don't want it. They don't.
Maddie is a fruit fly.
And I'm trying.
Your old coworker, whoever that man is, I would have tried it. He is fine. Let me tell you. Me and my boyfriend looked at his Instagram and said, ooh, that's sad.
But that scene in general was just, it almost made them as those husbands look worse than Jessel's husband.
Yeah.
Like, Jessel's husband is doing what needs to be done. Like, yes, you don't have sex for a year and a half after your kids are born, but you're working towards it, where Aaron's husband straight up said, I'd be cheating on you. And Sai's husband said there would be no relationship. Like, no work, nothing. They're just getting out of it.
And they're
right
trying to push a narrative that their husband said they would do onto Jessel and Pavitt. And it's like, that's not their story. And they're like, okay, he's off traveling. Like, why the fuck do you guys, why do you care? Why are you latching on to something that's so minuscule to her life where she's like, yeah, he's just off traveling. Like, I just went to Anguilla for work and he's off doing whatever he wants to do. Like, and it's so
stupid. Mileage thing is so real. It is real.
You have to stay on. Like, I've had a friend who like literally flew to Boston for a few hours to get something so he could stay in the Delta Sky Club. Like, you literally have to do miles. And if you're at like a certain point, you're like, I want to stay at this and I'm going to fly to Vietnam. If I want a sandwich, I'm going to get a sandwich. As Jessel said on Watch What Happens Live, he went for a sandwich. He wanted to.
Are we going to mention what happened on Watch What Happens Live with you, Mo? What did you do again?
I sat out another housewife, guys. I teased it a little bit on last episode. I couldn't say who because the episode hadn't aired yet. But I did style Jessel for her Watch What Happens Live appearance. And it was a stellar fucking look.
She looked so good. She has never looked better. Like, you guys, you turned
it. She felt it too. Like, she called us the next day and was like, I've got so much praise. Like, never gotten this much fashion praise. I really just loved the look. The whole team was incredible. The hair people, makeup people, photographer, everyone was so incredible. And like, we really felt like we made magic in like a week. And it was one of my favorite looks I've ever done. Head to toe Saint Laurent, like everything. The jewelry was so good. The hair and makeup people collaborated with me and my boyfriend, like who's my styling partner, and made the look come to life. Like, we were on text chains. It was really just like, she felt like a goddess, and that's what we wanted to achieve. And it's really what makes styling, like, it's the best part of it when your vision comes to life. And I'm just gonna say, guys, we have a project with Jessel tomorrow that is so fucking cunt and badass. And when that drops in a few weeks, the streets are gonna be gagged, because one, just what it is. Two, the fashion pool that we did for it that just got delivered today, which is so fun. It's major, major, major. And we have some really exciting news, guys. So we kind of teased it in the past 2 weeks, but this weekend, Reed is flying to New York City to come stay with me, and we will be doing a About Bravo podcast with the one and only Bryn Whitfield. She will be on. It'll drop sometime next week. We're recording it on Monday with her. I'm so excited for you guys to kind of see. I feel like Bryn has been doing a lot of podcasts, and this is going to feel a little bit different. Like, we've listened to the podcast she's done, and it's going to be less promo-y for the show and more like, Bryn is a Bravo fan too, and it's going to be like more of a conversation about like Housewives and like her love of it, and just we're going to get to know her more.
That's what I'm excited for. Obviously, I can't wait to meet Bryn and get to interview her, but I want it to be more of like a Kiki, and like Bryn is so down to earth, and she's also, she hasn't been in the Housewives world too long. So I feel like we're getting Bryn at her most like raw and like real, you know, like I hope that she's ready to talk about who her favorite Housewives are. What Housewives show did she start first? Like, I want to know the real shit, you know?
Obviously talk about all, like literally all of that. We kind of prefaced it, like we had a really deep talk about like all of like her love for Bravo and how she started watching and all of the things. And it's gonna be, I'm excited for you guys to meet the Bryn that I have been like nonstop talking to for the past like month. Like, you guys are gonna get to see that Bryn, and it's truly the same Bryn you're seeing on TV.
Yeah. So, programming update for the listeners. So, we should have that episode drop. It will be Mo and Reed with Bryn. And then hopefully we'll have another episode at the end of the week, like one of these where we do another recap. If we can make it work, that's the plan. But definitely, like, I am living through you guys. I wish I was going to be there. I wish I got to meet her. I'm so jealous.
You will. The next time you come to New York, you will. Like, this, we have, aside from the Jessel product, I just kind of, hyped up. We have a bunch of stuff on the works with Bryn. I have like some major projects with her that are coming out. There's a one on Sunday that we're doing that's super fun and a really huge opportunity for her. It's just a lot of fun stuff. Like, both of these girls, you can tell that they are the stars of this show because they're booked and motherfucking busy. And I mean, like I said before, the stuff that's coming up with my styling is really gonna also help the podcast. I'm gonna get to talk about it, and it's gonna be really fun and like seeing all of the Bravo stuff from a different angle. And I'll tease something else. I just signed a contract with a major Bravo lab for BravoCon. So I'm going to be doing 4 days of looks for her. And she's not a housewife, but she is hot as fuck and she's fun. And you guys are going to love it. I just started working on that project this week and it is major. So I'm really excited. And I think that's all we kind of have on the Real Housewives of New York City. Thank you guys so much for listening. You know where to find us, About_Bravo. TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Patreon linked below. Like we said, there's a lot of programming coming up. We're probably going to end up splitting into 2 episodes a week. We're going to mix our co-hosts around and have all of that fun stuff. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Bye.
See ya.